Hello, this is Eli Nyman. I'm just going to be announcing who we're learning Leila Nishmas, and then our wonderful rabbi will be taking over. We are learning Leila Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We're learning Leila Nishmas Shmuel Herschel Ben Shammai Shmaya. We're learning Refuah Shleima Harav Moshe Pinchas Ben Sarah. Refuah Shleima Aaron Shimon Chai Ben Sarah. Without further ado, the rabbi is going to be taking over. Rabbi, you are live.
Ellie, thank you very, very much. Thank you for bringing me in, and thank you for announcing all of the names, those that the shir is dedicated, Le'ili Nishmasam, where the Neshamas have an aliyah, and those people need a refuah miHakadosh Baruch Hu, send immediately the Karev Mamish, the refuah Shleima, to them and all Chole, the Soich Shar Chole Yisrael. And we have a special shout-out, Jake Weinman. I know you're out there listening. A special shout-out to you for your incredible work and help in establishing shirenjerman.com and always being a continuous source of support and a friend to all of us. Let us now discuss a little bit some Torah, learn some Torah. So this Shabbos, this week is Parshas Eschanan, and as every single person here knows, this is what we call Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yemar Elokeichem. The week of Nechama, the week of comfort. The truth is the comfort already began on Mincha time. And we know when we study the process of Tisha B'Av, the most intense moment of Avelos is the night. The night, the evening, number one, the evening is a time of darkness. Darkness is symbolic of the Anochi Haster Aster Panai Bayamahu. Hashem hides himself. And it's the anniversary of when the Jewish people cried on the Chiyah Shel Chinam. A cry for no reason, like when Baruch Hu said, if you're going to cry for no reason, I'll give you what to cry about. There's a lot of muster in that moment. In the morning, there's an intensity of Avelus, but it's not as intense because it's already light. And then as it turns to Chatzos, midday, we get up, we rise. Sheva panim yipol tzaddik v'kam. We rise up from the Avelos a bit. We still conduct ourselves with all the laws of Avelos, but it's not with the same intensity. And then, so what is one of the elements that we add to this moment? We begin to say nachem. When we daven mincha, yes, at mincha, we insert into the nusach atfila nachem. May Hashem, you give us comfort in the bracha v'ilim shalayim iricha. We change the blessing by asking Hashem to give us comfort. And now we progress after Tisha B'Av through this week and through the next 6 weeks. We read from Yeshaya. Chazal tell us, Sefer Yeshaya is Kula Nechemta. The entire Sefer from beginning to end is only words of comfort. And we select 7 sections of Sefer Yeshaya to read from, which we dwell upon words of comfort for the Jewish people. Now let's take a step back and take note that during this time period, there are really 12 haftarahs that are special. Generally, when we read from the haftarah reflects the parashas hashavua. We read the parasha, and the parasha is a theme, and Chazal have selected from Tanakh themes from the prophets, from the Nevi'im, and they complement the topic that we read about, we learn about in the parasha. However, there are times during the year when we don't do that. You can always find the connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha, but there is more of an emphasis on something unique. For example, when it's Rosh Chodesh, Hashem, we read from Yeshaya, Shemayim Kisi, when it's Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, Vayevelo Yehoinasan Mocha Chodesh, we have the Dalla Parsha, it's Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, Parshas HaChodesh, and Shabbos HaGadol. But this time of the year, we also deviate from reading a section that relates to the parasha by reading 12 unique haftarahs. The haftarahs that we read during the 3 weeks are called the Gimel de Paranusa. 3 haftarahs relating to punishment, warning that we should do teshuva, we should repent. We read from Yirmiyah and Yeshaya, and now we are in the period of Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of comfort, and then It's followed by 2 weeks of Beis De Seyufta, which is translated two haftarahs of repentance. We repent, Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael, time of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and the Shabbos of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Shuva Yisrael. And the question I want to ask is, why is it that the numbering system is 3, 7, and 2? So I don't know the answer as to why specifically 3. I mean, that's how it is. It's the Bein HaMetzarim. Okay, that maybe that's just very straightforward. But why 7? Why do we take a break from reading a section of the prophets that relate to the Parsha for 7 weeks? Why not 3 weeks? Why not 2 weeks? Why not 5 weeks? Why is there a 7-week span for Nechama? So I'd like to suggest a principle, basic principle, and that is Shabbos represents comfort. We spoke about this last week. Last week we dwelt upon the Lachododi. We cited some pieces from the Lachododi where Lachododi dwells upon the pain of Golos and the yearning for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem's return to rest His divine presence upon this world. The truth is, all of these expressions in Lachododi are expressions of comfort. You mentioned last week that we read in Ritzei that Hashem has not allowed us to have on this day Yogoyim va'anocha b'yoyim menuchoseinu. The last words of Ritzei conclude with Ki atuhu ba'al ha'yishuos u'ba'al ha'nechamos. Shabbos is a day of comfort. We explicitly mention this concept that Shabbos is a day where you, Hashem, are the Baal Hanechomos, the master of comfort. What does this mean? First, we have to now understand why we have 7 weeks of comfort. If Shabbos is the day of comfort, and Shabbos is day 7, and we want to magnify the comfort that Shabbos offers, we magnify the 7 by 7. Usartem lechem sheva Shabbosos tmimos. If Shabbos is day number 7 of the week, is the day of comfort, the Baal HaNechamos, that is the theme of the day, then when we need an intensity of Nechama, because of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, we magnify the 7 by 7 to give us a total of 7 weeks of Nechama. Why is Shabbos Nechama? What is there about Shabbos that gives us Nechama? So we have to go back and we have to find the source for the word Nechama. Many here are very great Talmidei Chachamim in this audience, and you know that in Parashas Bereishis it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a change of heart. Vayinochem Hashem. Hashem saw that man was evil. Man had become corrupt. And Hashem had a change of plan. Vayinochem Hashem. Hashem had a change of plan. And no longer will he allow this evil to continue. He had to bring about a change where he would bring upon this world a Mabul. I'd like to look at another pasuk in the Torah that also mentions the concept of Nechama. It says that when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim and they began their journey in the desert, it would have been normal, obvious, to go to enter into Eretz Yisrael Derech Eretz Pilishtim. Take the shortcut, the short path. Hashem says in the pasuk in Parashas V'shal, V'loi Nochom Elokim. Derech Eretz Pelishtim ki koroifu. Hashem did not guide them in the path of Eretz Pelishtim because it was close. Simply this means ki koroifu, that it was near the land of Mitzrayim. And if the Jewish people encounter a battle, they would be frightened and they would return to Egypt. All we need to take out of this pasuk for now is the fact that the word nachom is used in the context of guiding. Hashem did not lead them, direct them, guide them in this path. We learn here that the shoresh, the root of the word nachom, is to guide, to move, to travel. When a person is traveling, when there's momentum, it's very difficult to reassess, to recalibrate where we are really going and where we really want to go. Think about it, you know, in a very simple example, a person is traveling, is driving. driving on a highway, you're driving down the street, and you have a green light. Just keep on going. Keep on going. Don't stop. The light is green. Keep on moving. You're on a highway. All the cars are traveling quickly. Keep on going. And as you travel, you pass exits on the left, on the right. Don't go off the exits. Keep on going. You're driving down the street, and there are green lights. There are traffic lights. Keep on going through the traffic lights. Don't stop. What happens when you encounter a red light? So you slow down. You come to a complete stop. And you wait, and you wait. And as you're waiting, you begin to think, where am I really going? You know, maybe I should make a left, make a right. Maybe I should stop off, get something to eat. Maybe I should go and fill up the car with gasoline. Maybe I should take a different route. It might be shorter. When a person is forced to stop, it forces a person to a degree to reassess, where am I really going? Where do I need to go? What is this all about? When you come to a complete stop, you think, you recalibrate, you reassess, reevaluate, where am I really going? When we travel through time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guarding us. Hashem is guiding us down the path. And when we're in a state of momentum, we don't think, we just continue doing what we've been doing. But when we come to a point in time where we have to stop, it forces us to think and reassess. And maybe we will say, you know, maybe this approach, this derech of our, that we're traveling in life, our attitude of life, our approach to life, it's not proper. And we make a change. When do we stop in time? Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the week when everything comes to a halt. It says in the Pasuk, Al yetze ish mimikoymoi bayoim hashevi'i. That simply means that on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos or 2 yud beis mil, deraisa derabanan. A person should not travel more than yud beis mil. That's biblical law. Rabbinic law does not allow one to travel outside of his city more than 2,000 amos. It doesn't just mean don't travel, don't leave your makom physically. There's a conceptual concept behind this pasuk. Shabbos is stop. Stop life. There is a red light. Come to a complete stop. Think. Where are you going? What is the purpose of life? What is your mission? What are we here for? Person is in a state of mind, whether it's pain, whether it's joy. Stop. Shabbos is that day when the person reassesses and has an opportunity to think, maybe I should change my attitude, my approach, my direction in how I live my life, how I teach my children to live their life. Shabbos is the day of Nechama. The word Nechama is related to direction, travel. Hashem did not lead. He did not cause the Jewish people to travel down this path. There are many words in Tanakh, many, many words, where if you take the word and you manipulate its vowels, the meaning changes 180 degrees. The classic example is always given in reference to the word Yishrosh. The word Yishrosh means to take root. But when you take these exact same letters in the exact same order and you manipulate its vowels to be pronounced Yishoresh, it means to uproot. Yisko, it means literally to throw stones, to bury something under a pile of stones. Yisokel means to remove the stone. Likewise, Floyd Nohom. Nohom means travel, go, guide. Hashem is guiding. Nohom. Vloy Nohom Elokim. Hashem did not bring it about that the Jewish people should travel. Nachem means stop. Stop the journey. And when you stop, you reassess. Is this really where I want to go? Is this the right time, the right moment when I want to go? Maybe there are more important places I should go. maybe this path is not the best way to get to the destination. Maybe there are better routes to take. There is a journey, and there is a time to stop the journey. Shabbos is the time when we stop our journey, to reassess, to recalibrate. That's Nechama. When we are in a state of mourning and pain, realizing all hope is lost, our ambitions, our yearnings have been smashed, our success has come to an end, we're in pain. We travel with that pain. We continue to go down path in life of pain and suffering, and we give up, we just keep on going, and we know we're going nowhere. But we're already in a state of momentum. We gave up, there's nothing we can do about it, this is how it is, and we just keep on going from one green light to another green light, pedal to the metal, going nowhere fast. Shabbos, it's a red light, come to a complete stop. And now we think, where are we going anyway? Why don't we make a right turn, a left turn? Let's check out the scenery. All hope is not lost. Let us have a change of attitude. That's comfort. To recalibrate, reevaluate, renew our approach to dealing with what we have and to find a more productive way to achieve our goals, to achieve success, to come closer to Hashem, to absorb a bit more Yirat Shamayim. We have 7 weeks, Rabbi Isai, 7 weeks of Nechama, 7 red lights. I don't know about you, but when I drive and I come to a red light, it's not fun. But the truth is, in the world of Kiddusha, it's a very special moment. Every Shabbos is a red light. Think, stop, reassess, use the time to recalibrate. We have now 7 Shabbosos Tamimos, like Shavuos, 7 Shabbosos Tamimos, Tiana, 7 breakpoints to stop the momentum, to give us an opportunity to change our approach only for the better. Ellie, thank you for bringing me in. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Jake, have a wonderful night. And success, prosperity, and of course, excellent health to everyone, one and all. May we all enjoy the blessing of comfort from Yeshaya Hanavi. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Yoimar, Elokeichem. Good night. Thank you.